Mini episode 812 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 812 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider taking our first look ahead to fantasy football in 2017. Today we've got our early top 25 for the next season. These rankings will surely change based on off-season activity and new schemes implemented by teams, but this is how we see things right now. Number 25, Lamar Miller. He did get 1,000 yards last year at a respectable 4 yards per pop, so he proved that he could get it done in a wider role, albeit the awful state of quarterback play with the Texans still kept him from living up to the first-round projections that many had for him. His value at this spot should be good, given that Houston's top offseason imperative is to keep Brock Osweiler from dragging down everyone else for a second consecutive season. Number 24, Matt Ryan. Nobody was more explosive than the 2016 NFL MVP, and his production should not dip with a new offensive coordinator, given that there will be continuity in the scheming. This ranking is based largely on the fact that there are a number of top quarterbacks right now who can give you similar production. Consider that Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, and Russell Wilson just missed our list. Number 23, Ty Montgomery. Green Bay is going to stay with their converted wide receiver as their lead back after the admirable way that he performed at a pinch last season. They'll probably get a more physical back to serve as his 1A and keep his production manageable, but most running backs now split time to some degree, and given his background, he'll help you with receptions and receiving yards more than most backs. Number 22, Tom Brady, see Matt Ryan. Number 21, Aaron Rodgers, see Matt Ryan. Number 20, Devontae Adams. He cemented his breakthrough by sneaking ahead of his superstar quarterback on this list, albeit just barely. His increasing ability to create separation was a key to the huge second-half success of the entire Green Bay offense. Number 19, DeAndre Hopkins. More than even with his teammate Lamar Miller, this is buying low given his explosive recent past. 2016 was an outlier, the first year that he's ever been held back by crummy quarterback play, of which he's experienced much. Bet on at least a personal statistical bounce back in 2017. Number 18, T.Y. Hilton. The league's leader in receiving yards in 2016 had a breakthrough season, even without Andrew Luck having a particularly transcendent year, in part due to the successful experiment of playing him much more in the slot. Look for the Colts to keep doing that and Hilton to keep responding. Number 17, Jordan Howard. That old cliche about Brazil being the country of the future and it always will be now seems to fit Jeremy Langford, a running back beloved by fantasy hipsters and Matt Forte's last days on the midway. Howard seized the opportunity that materialized last season and is now one of the team's building blocks going forward. Number 16, Todd Gurley. Like Hopkins, he was a huge fantasy bust in 2016 for reasons outside of his control. But now, with smart new coach Sean McVay replacing Jeff Fisher, that's all the reason you need for restoring your faith in this physical beast. Number 15, A.J. Green. He's got perhaps the longest streak in NFL history of being a late first-round, early second-round value. But that's because, aside from last year's injury, he's as consistent as they come at a pretty high level of production. Number 14, Jordy Nelson. He managed to produce at the same level we've come to expect from him coming off of his ACL injury, even though it usually takes a year to get back to where you were physically. Balance that potential improvement against this being his age 32 season, and you probably get a wash, which is still pretty awesome. Number 13, DeMarco Murray. F. Scott Fitzgerald once said that there are no second acts in American life, but he never met Murray, who revitalized his career in the Music City last year. The Titans will continue to rely on him strongly to keep defenses honest as Marcus Mariota's development progresses. Number 12, Dalvin Cook. We saw last year that Ezekiel Elliott was capable of justifying the early first-round draft value that many were putting on him as a rookie, albeit with the perfect storm of going to the team with the best offensive line in the league. Cook is not likely to end up in nearly the same ideal circumstances, but in a league where star rookie running backs can make a big impact early, he's likely to be given every such opportunity. Number 11, Leonard Fournette, see Dalvin Cook. Number 10, LeSean McCoy. He's averaged 1,188 yards a season since 2010 at 4.8 yards per pop. Take him and breathe easy. Number 9, Mike Evans. He finally broke through last year, and with Jameis Winston getting better every day, there's more where that came from. Number 8, Jay Ajayi. The Brazil crack that we made about Jeremy Langford seemed to be apropos also for Ajayi coming into 2016, but the team discovered his ability to convert potential into reality at a desperate point last year, and they rode him for all it is worth. As Adam Gase continues to upgrade the Miami offense, Ajayi will likely be the focal point of the team's efforts. Number 7, Julio Jones. In his best season yet, Jones reached new heights of chemistry with Matt Ryan and the rest of the offense, and that should continue into 2017. Number 6, Devontae Freeman. Speaking of Atlanta studs, Freeman proved both that 2015 was no fluke and that the presence of Tevin Coleman is a fantasy plus that keeps him fresher rather than a minus that diminishes his numbers. Number 5, Antonio Brown. He's in the midst of one of the greatest periods of production for a wide receiver in history. Look for more of the same. Number 4, Odell Beckham Jr. He's off to one of the very best starts to a career for any player at any position ever. Look for more of the same. Number 3, Le'Veon Bell. Assuming that his off-field issues can be kept in check such that he actually plays 16 games, he could put together a season that would be talked about well into the future. Number 2, Ezekiel Elliott. And number 1, David Johnson. We're taking these two together because an early defining question for 2017 appears to be which of these NFC franchise running backs you'd trust with the top pick overall. Yes, Elliott has a better O-line in front of him than anyone else in football, and yes, he has more help from his fellow skill position players. But Johnson still tallied more all-purpose yards, boosted in part by an insane number of 879 for a running back, and based on his big production down the stretch in 2015, he's already had the opportunity to answer the question of how great he can be after an offseason of defensive coordinators breaking down film on him. Obviously, we think that Elliott will still be super elite once adjustments have been made to him, but that's a process that he's still got to go through, and in the end, that was our tiebreaker. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.